During the summer, I continued to work on the morphology of Lonicera, more commonly known as honeysuckles. I focused on petal fusion, as it is a trait abundant among species of Lonicera. I began by collecting herbarium specimens, flattened, dried plants collected from across the globe from virtual herbariums that had digitized their collections. These resources were a great way for me to keep my project going during a pandemic. Within these herbaria, I could search for specific species. I would browse the collection until I found a specimen that I could collect measurements from, which means that the specimen had to have flowers oriented in a particular way for me to measure. After collecting data from these specimens, I was most successful in measuring the corolla tube lengths, three corolla tube widths, and the length and width of the ovaries. On each herbarium specimen collected, I measured at most two flowers to ensure we were sampling variation from multiple individuals, better representing variation at the population level. After collecting measurements, I analyzed the variation in traits by generating plots in RStudio. From these graphs, we are able to examine the variation of these traits within and across species and identify the outliers that need to be re-examined. Utilization of measuring herbarium specimen allowed me to easily go back and measure again if I needed to. I then used all six morphological traits in a principal component analysis to assess the ability of floral traits to differentiate species. The principal component analysis showed that for many species, we cannot differentiate them based on floral morphology alone, but some species, including Lonicera sempervirens and Lonicera tartarica, appear to be distinct. I am continuing to work on this project by collecting many additional honeysuckle species to better represent floral diversity across all honeysuckle species. Also, I will examine these data in a phylogenetic context and test for evolutionary patterns of floral morphology.